electricity and the increase in the price of electricity. Well, we see that the CRU have approved an increase in the network charge levy for electricity, which will now work out about 100 euros extra per year starting in October. Michael Kilcoyne is with the Consumer Association of Ireland. Michael, good morning to you. What's your view on this increase?
Well, good morning. It's in line with other things that's happening. Prices are always going to increase, and we have seen recently where in the last month or 6 weeks where the government reapplied the excise duty that had been decreased by them in during the COVID. It's back on again. So this is just in line with everything else that they're doing. They're allowing these things to happen. You see, I don't blame the regulator. The regulator carries out these things in accordance with the policy of the government, appointed by the government. He carries out the policy of the government and we know how much electricity has increased over the last 2 or 3 years. It has gone back a small bit on a couple of occasions. And here we go again. So this is policy.
Do you think it's the start of further increases that we can expect?
Well, I don't know. It's difficult.
It's down, that's down to the price of gas, the wholesale price of gas on the open market. Gas.
Yeah, of course. Yeah, it's down to the price of gas, and so that's. You know, gas is on the open market. Of course, we should be depending more on wind energy and all of that kind of stuff. Because
isn't that, Michael? Just let me, if you can give me an answer to this question. The proposition being put to us as consumers and customers and people here in Ireland, this levy is part of it. The PSO levy is another part of it. That pain now, in terms of what we're putting in, will help our network transform into where it needs to go. If we are to take huge amounts of wind power off our coast and solar power, that we'll need to upgrade and transform our electricity network. But I suppose the light at the end of the tunnel is meant to be much cheaper electricity that we're paying now, so we'll pay less in the future. Are we ever going to get there, as people are wondering?
Well, we won't get there in our time. And anyway, we're in a situation where many people don't have the money to meet their current electricity costs. We know that. And saying to them, if you pay now, you'll have it cheaper in 100 years' time. You know, it's like saying that to them. Because you're asking them to pay for something a service that should already be there. We have wind costs the same today as it cost 100 years ago or a million years ago. Wind doesn't charge you. It's a natural thing that's there. And what I'm saying to you is, this should have been harnessed years ago. We shouldn't be at this point today where the cost of electricity is still continuing to go up and the wind still blows. And according to the figures, the wind is getting stronger and more common.
And that is it, but it's the infrastructure that's costing it, that's what we're paying for. What should be done? Should it come from general taxation, that cost, rather than individual charges on consumers?
I don't know. It shouldn't come from taxation, because part of your electricity bill, the VAT on it, is already taxation, so you're already paying. I don't believe that there is real competition in the marketplace. If there was real competition in the marketplace, there would be real. There'd be more companies in here. There would be a real generation. I mean, I read in the local papers, a week ago, where there was Google was turned down for a data centre because there won't be enough electricity in the country.
That's our network isn't up to standard, or the power grid won't be able to handle it. It got turned down in Dublin, I think.
Correct. But it's still part of Ireland, so...
Yeah.
What I'm saying to you is, this shouldn't be happening, Nick.
Yeah,
there is no
interesting
reason
one.
Why it should be happening. And nobody, absolutely nobody, will take responsibility for it.
Okay, all right. Listen, we're going to leave it there, Michael. Thanks very much for talking to us about that on the programme this morning.